Welcome to the Karen Chronicles, the people show.
Nelson Baron Hostable.
I'm Coda. I'm Desiree.
Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People Show, where we take the pulse of Eskimo Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Today I'm joined by my twin daughters, Dakota and Desiree. Which one of you is Desi? Which one of you is Coda? Or Coda Bear, as she likes to be called. All right, what's your favorite sports?
Gymnastics, soccer, volleyball, basketball.
All right, what about you? What's your favorite sports?
Football.
Oh, I like it. I didn't expect that either.
Soccer, football, basketball, and hockey.
Yeah, hockey's up there for sure.
And football.
Okay. Who's your favorite teams?
Nebraska.
That's right, Nebraska.
Mine would be the Huskers and the Broncos.
And the Broncos. Okay, we'll allow that. All right. Should we talk a little Husker football here?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, so this is the preview prediction show with the three keys to the Nebraska versus Rutgers football game. Now, I was surprised to find out that for the Noah Vedral Bowl, as I'm lovingly and jokingly calling this game, but Nebraska is actually a 5.5-point favorite for the Noah Vedral Bowl, which I was slightly surprised to hear. Now, we don't know if Noah Vedral is going to play or not. I do have a buddy who talked to Noah's dad, and he fully expects Noah to play. I also know part of that is dad really wants him to play. Here are my three keys. And keep in mind, Noah's not the only former Husker on the Rutgers. Rutgers also has a former Nebraska tight end on their roster as well. But the first key to this game is motivation. Who wants to play? Is Nebraska going to be motivated? Because Rutgers, they would love nothing more than to beat Nebraska, especially a guy named Noah Vedral. And I'm rooting for him to do well, just not too well in this game. Okay? Second, do the little things. It's no secret. I've talked about it ad nauseum. All 24 of Minnesota's points last week came off of turnovers, penalties, and an 8-yard punt. Okay. Greg Schiano in his first year with the Scarlet Knights, well, his first year of his second tenure, of which he did a really good job his first tenure, he's got them playing much better. Okay. Unfortunately, Nebraska's lost 3 of 4. Rutgers has won 2 of their last 3 games. And the last key, just win. Just find a freaking way to win. That's the key. Just win, baby. All right. Now, who's going to win? I have no freaking idea. I really don't. All right, I almost didn't even want to do a prediction show this week, to be honest with you. I just want them to win. I don't want to care. I don't really care about anything else. But they wanted to come on the show. It turned into a night game, so I figured I'd put it out. All right, for everyone to hopefully enjoy these beautiful ladies right here who, thank God, look like their mama. All right, so Rutgers is averaging 27 points per game this year. They're averaging giving up 33 points per game. Nebraska is averaging 22 points per game. Nebraska's defense is giving up an average of 31 points per game this year. I'm going with Nebraska mostly because I don't know if Noah's going to play, and even if he is, he won't be 100%. 21-20 Huskers. All right, Desi, can you say Nebraska?
Nebraska.
27.
27.
And this is their brother Jacob's picks, all right? Oh, by the way, I am up, okay, 4-3 in the pick'em right now, so I've got the belt. You want to spin that, Dakota? You spin it, Desi? I was down 0-2. I played a major comeback this year. All right. Can you say Rutgers?
Rutgers.
24.
24.
So Jacob and I both have Nebraska narrowly winning. I have Nebraska 21-20. Jacob has Nebraska 27-24. Can you say Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Can you say Happy New Year?
Happy New Year.
You going to play with the belt? Yeah. Can you blow him a kiss? You say Go Big Red?
Go Big Red.
How do you remember the Fred the Brown?
There you go.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Always remember to fill the bones.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.